The Raptors are in Boston today. Are we sure the Celtics are good? Or maybe they're a 37-win team that doesn't make the playoffs. This is 416 Basketball, and this is a podcast. The Celtics are favored by 3. I'm guessing that's because they're at home. But no Enes Kanter for this game. That's a crushing blow to the Celtics. Absolutely crushing blow. Yeah, considering that the Celtics weren't able to score in their opener against Philly, it's going to hurt their offense not having Kanter. But they do have Robert Williams and Daniel Theis. I don't think either player is good, but I think not having Kanter and having these guys play more minutes is definitely going to help their defense, because we know Enes Kanter is a pylon on defense. So, yeah, the Celtics might have some more trouble scoring the ball, but their defense boosts up. Who knows if that really impacts things. Against Philly, we saw Kemba Walker struggle. He only shot 4 of 18. As I mentioned, or may have not mentioned, Philly is a good defensive team. So I think a Kemba Walker bounce back could be in store. I think he's has a track record of killing the Raptors, so I think he could potentially be a problem for the Raptors in this game. He's the Celtics' best player. We know he's clutch. We know he can hit those big-time threes. Gordon Hayward, he was interestingly pretty good in their first game. He had 25 points, shot 8 of 15. Got to the line 11 times. If he's able to get to the line against the Raptors, that's going to be a problem. But he's one of those guys where I'm just like, okay, let's see you do it again. Because the guys I want to stop is Kemba and Tatum. I think Tatum had, 21 points in that first game for them. He was 8 of 22. It's 4 of 8 from 3. 10 rebounds. 2 steals as well. So Tatum is more of a guy I'd want to focus on stopping if I'm the Raptors than someone like Gordon Hayward. They also have Jaylen Brown, who didn't really do a whole lot in their first game because he is in foul trouble. He had 5 fouls for the game. Had 8 points, 3 of 6 shooting. Did have 7 rebounds. Another guy like Gordon Hayward, I'm like, okay, if we're going to lose because Jaylen Brown and Gordon Hayward beat us, fine, we're a bad team then, if that's why we lose, because those two guys go off. But in containing Kemba and containing Tatum, I think that has to be a priority. Marcus Smart, good player for the Celtics. He had 8 assists in their opener. I think he's going to give the Raptors a lot of problems defensively, whether he's guarding Lowry or Van Fleet. He's going to cause problems. The rest of the Celtics rotation is pretty garbage, just like the Raptors. Not a lot of depth, but I think the Raptors will need to play more guys than just the 8 we saw in our opener. I don't know who the 9th guy would be, but I'll speculate. I think Stanley Johnson. I think, why not him? He's shown a history of playing good perimeter defense. Yes, he doesn't bring much offensively, but Rondae Hollis-Jefferson isn't going to bring anything offensively. He's a game-time decision. Jefferson was really bad in the preseason, so I don't know. I'd go with Stanley Johnson. There's also Patrick McCaw. I believe he is a game time decision. I'm down on Patrick McCaw. I think, as I mentioned last podcast, that I think there was a wink wink that got him paid by the Raptors this summer, but I don't think he's particularly good. I think he's a little too skinny to make switches, and he doesn't bring anything offensively, so the guy I would want to see at number 9 in the rotation would be Stanley Johnson. You know, then there's Chris Boucher. He potentially could get minutes. Matt Thomas, Malcolm Miller, Dejuan Hernandez. Who knows? But you can't play your starters close to 40 minutes. And that happened in regulation. 4 of our 5 starters were at like 38 minutes against the Pelicans. You factor in the overtime, and Lowry and Van Fleet almost combined for 90 minutes. Like, this is an 82-game season. You can't do this. This isn't Thibodeau early 2000s or whenever that strategy worked. Maybe it was mid-2000s, where you play your starters like crazy high minutes because guys get injured or they're not going to show up in the next game because they're still recovering. You can't do that. You need a rotation. Norman Powell, I think he didn't play as much as he could have prior to the overtime. I think he got a lot of minutes. That added up to more minutes, to him playing like 29. But I think he could potentially play more minutes for us. I think he should be playing like 30. And again, I'm talking about like a four-quarter game. I'm not talking about a game that goes into overtime where your guys are forced to play more minutes. I think Marc Gasol, he can play more minutes. He was bad in that first game, but I don't anticipate him being that bad again. But right now we're looking at a split, 50-50 split between him and Ibaka. I believe that's what it's going to be. But I think we could see minutes like we did in the playoffs where they can play together. So, you know, why limit each one to, like, if they're splitting the center minutes, why limit them both to, like, something like 24 minutes per game to split that 48 when you're like, if we play them both together, maybe we can push that up where they're both playing, you know, 26, 28 minutes per game, and you just have more talent on the floor. Because my whole thing is you want to play your best players. You want, you know, as much as possible. Like, positions don't really mean as much anymore. Potential matchups could affect things, but just play your best guys. And Marc Gasol, he's one of the guys that is one of our better players, so he should be playing big minutes. Ibaka should be playing big minutes. He looked good in that first game. In terms of matchups, who's guarding who, I'd probably put OG on Tatum. In terms of someone that can play defense and keep up with Jason Tatum, I think it's OG. Could also be Siakam. I don't know why I'm thinking more Siakam on Gordon Hayward. I just don't see Gordon Hayward as being as fast as Tatum. So I think that could work a little bit better, but we'll see. This is a game the Raptors can win and should win. I think we saw in that first game, early on, especially shots weren't going down. Fred was the only one that was kind of hot with his jumper. So other guys are going to have to hit shots. Siakam was not shooting the ball well, but I think he got to the line, I want to say like 8 times in the first half. In that first game, ended up with 11 free throw attempts, made 10. I don't think that he's going to be able to get to the line 11 times a game. That would be great if he could, obviously. That's great, efficient points. But he's going to have to make shots, and his looks aren't always going to be at the rim. If Cantor is playing in this game, yes, I think he would get a lot of looks at the rim because, as I mentioned, Cantor is a terrible defender, but Cantor's not playing. So I think the Celtics are going to try and keep him away from the rim, and that means he might have to hit some corner shots, might have to hit some mid-range shots. We'll see. Gasol, I believe in his jumper, even though he was only 2 of 9. He's just got to take the shots, and I think he'll come around and he'll hit the above the break, he'll hit the mid-range, he can finish inside. He has to take more shots. He cannot just take, you know, 9 shots a game. I think he has to be someone that's in the double-digit shot attempts per game at minimum, because we just don't have enough guys that can shoot. You know, OG attempted 12 shots in that game, and I think that's fine for him. I don't think he's a terrific shooter. I think he's good from the corners. He's not a mid-range guy. He's not an above-the-break guy. He's at the basket or in the corner, so I think that really limits the number of shot attempts he can take per game. I'm hoping Norman Powell have a bounce back game. He only attempted 7 shots in that game, that first game, only made 2. He should be, I think, in the double digit shot attempts as well. He shot, I believe, 40% from 3 last year. Maybe he doesn't get to 40% this year, but it should be, you know, mid to high 30s. And the Raptors, I think, will need to rely on his shooting, and hoping that he'll be able to bounce back, especially if someone like Marcus Smart, as I mentioned, is trying to lock down Kyle Lowry or Fred VanVleet, and the other one of them is not on the floor. You need someone that can hit shots, and could be Norman Powell. I'm hoping the tempo of this game will be a bit slower than it was against the Pelicans. The Pelicans were just running like crazy on every possession. I don't think the Celtics played quite that fast. I think this will be a relatively lowish scoring game. I think the Raptors, I'm going to predict the Raptors win 105-101 in Boston. And my big bet is that Stanley Johnson will play at least 10 minutes. As I mentioned, the Raptors need to extend their rotation. You can't play your starters crazy minutes through 82-game season. This has been 416 Basketball. Thanks for listening.
You really thought I wasn't going to talk about Rookie of the Year candidate Terrence Davis? Are you out of your mind? So we saw how great Terrence Davis's energy was in Summer League and in the preseason. But we saw in that first game of the regular season was that Terrence Davis can play defense. He can play defense, and I think that's valuable. I expect him to be a key part of the rotation going forward this season. I think at minimum he has to play 15 minutes per game, but you know, I could see 20 minutes per game come season end. I could see it. He seems capable. And I think on some nights he'll need to play more when, you know, if Kyle Lowry's resting or we have an injury, you know, that number could creep up to like 25. In this particular matchup, I feel like Terrence Davis might not be able to do a lot of damage. I don't see, you know, if Kemba's on him, I think that'll be interesting. I think he might be able to score on Kemba, but I think, you know, Celtics might just be leaving him open and saying, go ahead, hit jumpers on us. We don't know who you are. And I don't know if he can do that yet. I think he's more comfortable attacking the basket, but we shall see.